Throughout all of history, they've only talked about the fame, never the hard work, never the elbow grease, never the early call time.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, early call timers.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey.
It's Andrew.
Hello.
Good morning.
It's Nadav.
Hello, Nadav and Andrew.
It's JJ, who's clearly...
I do not sound at all like myself.
Yeah, it's awesome.
JJ just got into a witness protection program, and he has a little voice modulator on his throat.
Can you tell us what you were in the witness protect? Well, this is our witness protection podcast. We bring on people who are in the witness protection program, and they tell us everything.
What horrific crime did you witness?
I was smuggling a lot of cocaine.
I don't think you should be in witness protection.
You don't need to distort your voice. It's already
okay.
You should also be in prison, not... in a safe house.
Whatever.
Because he committed the crime.
I watched Blow recently.
You watched it?
Yeah.
That's a movie?
Again. Lived it.
Really?
Nah.
He just got out, actually. George Young just got out of prison.
Oh, boy.
From Crosby, Stills, Nash.
And kids hide your wife.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Ava's going to get
Boy, that story went far.
Okay,
I like that story. We have a guest today.
Yeah, we have a guest today.
Oh, you're an NBC page.
So you're into cocaine, too.
I love cocaine.
Oh, great.
This Hi, NBC.
Michelle Lyvell, who works in programs and standards. Is that what it's called?
No.
Programming standards.
No.
Standards and programming.
Sure.
S&P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Standards and practices?
Yes.
Nailed
nice. It. No programming involved whatsoever.
Some program standards.
So, I was an NBC page.
I know.
JJ would like to make a point.
We've had three NBC pages on our show.
Who else?
You?
I know Vivian.
Vivian.
Right.
And our current guest, Michelle.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought.
All right, so Michelle, we're going to cancel this podcast. We have too many.
You know
of
what?
You.
It makes sense.
Didn't you say that the odds of being a page are like one in what? Like
It's according to the internet. And okay. My training when I started, it is statistically 7 times harder to get into the page program than it is to be accepted at Harvard. That's what
okay.
I was told.
Well, apparently it's much easier
to get on our
page on our show than it is to get into Harvard.
That's pretty awesome.
Good stuff, guys.
Former Sorry. Pages Good include math. Regis Philbin.
Jesus, can we get to the intro already?
Aubrey Plaza and
it's
Michelle.
It's only been 30 seconds. Who cares?
Your voice is killing me.
I know.
So why are you a page? Is it all because of me?
I'm trying.
I knew this was why you asked me to be on this show.
I just want to take credit for everyone else's success.
It is actually. It's a
I
lot.
Didn't do anything.
It's no, you did. I cyber stalked you, and then you put in a recommendation. So
yep.
That's how to get a job, everyone.
Holy crap.
Talk to people. Andrew.
Is that a legit story?
That
yeah,
is.
I was out here interning for the Late Late Show with Craig Ferguson 2 years ago. And
oh, my buddy interned on that, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Does Andrew Klein ring a bell?
No.
All right.
Does Craig Ferguson ring a bell?
Who?
He was the host.
Oh, I don't...
Oh, right.
Oh, I never really watched it.
it's on pretty late.
How many bridges can we burn in 1 hour?
It's on really late. and my internship ended early, and I didn't know that it was going to end early, so I needed something to... I needed some sort of job to stay out here. So my roommate at the time, who works for Homeland, he added me to this Facebook group of entertainment assistants to see if like I could find something, which is not what you're supposed to do on that group. You're supposed to already be employed. And
one more thing that you've been kicked out
just,
of. Since
after this, I'm
wait,
just not going to have any friends.
If you're supposed to already be employed, what's the group for? Is it just like, hey, drinks after work?
No, it's... Andrew, you can probably explain
it. A lot of people ask for scripts. I would say 80% of what it is.
One person asked for friends once.
Yeah, it's always
is that
some.
Person you?
No.
You got two. Yeah.
Wait,
already.
The script or just like.
No,
I
like
friends.
Actual.
Or
friend, like actual
friend scripts.
In search of friends.
Yeah.
That one where they're in the coffee shop. No?
Right. I saw that one.
But then I was looking into the page program because I've wanted to be a page for a long time. And so I basically wrote on there, like, I'm looking for anyone who knows anything about the page program. And Andrew answered and was like, I was a page. What do you want to know? Well, and I said, everything. And so that is how that happened.
Just sponged it up. So how long have you been a page for?
I've been a page for almost exactly 6 months.
Okay. Love working hard? or hardly working.
Whoa.
Did you just come up with that? I did. That was so clever.
It was like, I didn't know what to grab. I didn't know what to reach. And I was just like, all right, let's go to the back.
You know,
of my brain.
I actually, it's something my grandma has always said, work hard, play hard. You know?
Oh, wow.
Your grandma says that.
Your grandma should write.
Yeah.
Your grandmother loves to party, doesn't she?
Oh, man. 85. Keep her down. I don't remember what we're talking about.
Okay, so you've been a page for 6 months.
Yes.
And what does a page's day look like?
You know, a lot of people ask that, but it's different for every page because every page is in a different department at any given time or covering a desk in a department. So it really just depends. You kind of end up for 3 months at a time being part of a department at NBC Universal. So a typical day for me includes updating distro lists and crew lists for shows that are currently on the air or pilots that are being, you know, discussed for pickup. Distributing rough cuts of shows and scripts of episodes that are coming up. Sending out the manual of our program standards and practices to all the shows and, like, you know, doing basic office.
Oh, so do you guys stuff. Have, like, a book? Like, here are the things you can't say in show.
The seven words you can't say on broadcast television.
Yeah, actually, George Carlin was my boss. no, we...
Well, you said you were only a page for six months. Right.
Okay, so it's sort of... It is a guideline, but yeah.
He will not be appearing on the podcast.
It's sort of more of a guideline. Like, most of the shows in it, the standards execs discuss, like, what can be said and what cannot be said in a context, like, case-by-case basis.
Okay.
So
there's exceptions to the rules.
Yeah.
There's gray area.
You're allowed one shit a season, right? Is that how that works? You could say shit once.
You have to hold it for the rest of the time.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
That was great.
Well, it's just sort of, you know, like, for example, if you have a 16-year-old girl who's the hero of a show, like, she's the one that you're supposed to, you know, follow, and she's, you know, the good person, you don't want to have her, like, smoking a cigarette for no reason, because that sends sort of a mixed message to younger viewers.
Right.
Things like that.
Because the reason is that she wants to look cool. Like, that's a good reason to smoke, right?
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to look cool, like, my whole life, but I've heard that smoking is not... Has not helped that.
I'm still trying to look cool.
Now, is that booklet free to the public, or is that something just for NBC?
I feel like it's just for NBC. I think I know that every network has their own standards and practices stuff, so it works differently across.
Okay.
But if you go to our website, we will post that.
I was going to say,
oh,
we should.
Man,
we
will I'm going to get up. Fired, like, today.
I mean, if it's
someone's going to call you on a Saturday.
Well, yeah.
That's all right.
We were listening to the podcast that hasn't been posted yet. Yeah. And
well, I'm just curious because it would be interesting. I mean, granted, I'm old, but...
You are.
I would think that would be kind of interesting reading, actually. I do sound old.
I would read that.
You know, I actually haven't read that. I sit in on the weekly conference meetings where I update all the status reports for every show, for every exec, and then they get together once a week and talk to their counterpart in New York and sort of discuss, like, things that are happening with different shows, different issues that have come up, a lot of live show stuff. We do The Voice, so we do, like, the live delay for that if anyone curses or says
How much
something.
Of a delay is there for The Voice?
I don't know second-wise how much. It's not a lot. Like, they're sitting there with headphones on, intently looking at the screen.
So it's, like, a couple seconds. It's not,
it
like...
It is. It's just a couple seconds.
Hours.
It might be, like, 6 seconds or something less than that. I'm not sure. But it's really interesting to listen to the conversations that kind of happen around everything. So.
Mm, very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like conversations.
Now you said this was your second.
Yeah.
Assignment. What was your first assignment?
My first assignment was for Universal Television Press and Publicity. And it was during award season.
Oh, that's exciting.
Oh. Yeah. Wow. So it was, you know.
Did you get to see Seth Meyers in person?
I don't know why.
Aww.
I saw Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
You were
going to
say Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. That you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like get food behind them at the commissary or something?
Close. I was sitting at a table at the commissary and they were walking by and I was like, that guy looks really familiar. And I was like, that guy kind of looks like Brad Pitt. Like,
what's he been in?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know about that beard though. And then I looked next to him and I was like, that's Angelina Jolie. I was like, oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Sometimes that's how you recognize someone is in context. You're like, who the, and then you see who they're with and you're like, oh.
Got it.
How I recognize my parents every time.
Oh, cool.
I'm like, every that time. Lady looks like my mom. Oh, she's standing next to my dad.
Must be
those
my
are
mom.
My parents.
Oh, damn.
Do you freak out when you see your parents? Like, ask for a picture?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do they still live in Georgia? You're from Georgia.
I am from Georgia. Okay. My parents still live in Georgia. My brother lives in Georgia. My sister lives in Chicago. And I live here.
What is there to do in Georgia?
Really good strip clubs out here,
meth,
right?
I think.
Just like Indiana. what part of Georgia?
No, I'm from Atlanta. There's lots to do in Atlanta.
What part of Atlanta? South side, north side, east side, west side?
See,
doesn't that apply to every city?
I'm from Marietta.
Ah.
I grew up in Marietta. It's north of Atlanta.
Okay.
So it's not in Atlanta.
So it is the north side.
I was born in Atlanta, and I lived in Atlanta for 11 years before I moved.
Okay. Now we're getting to the facts.
This is cereal.
It's getting real lazy.
Yeah. It's a lovely area. I like it.
Did you kill everyone?
No, I said cereal,
yeah,
not the jinx.
What? Okay, did you kill one person? Yeah,
we saw it.
You
we
got it.
You got it. I got your ref.
Thank you.
Are we not allowed to talk until we buy you a Coke? I don't understand.
I don't know.
No. Jinx.
No, it was the HBO documentary series,
oh,
Jinx.
Oh, yeah.
Where he, Robert Durst said he... killed them
yeah.
all.
You know what's crazy?
No, I haven't seen that yet.
So after the finale, he got arrested with a fake latex mask.
Hmm.
And I want to see what he looks like with that on.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because look, he's super rich, which means he probably has a really good mask guy. You know? Like, it's probably like a good one, you know?
Probably.
Because he has a good wig guy. He walked around as a woman.
I don't know if he could put, I don't know, he like blinks a lot. I feel like that would
But
really...
only when you accuse him of murder.
Oh, that's true. That, you know what? I've never seen him in a context where he's not being accused of murder. So I really can't speak to that. You're right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you guys haven't seen The Jinx, see it, and then you'll get these jokes.
We're sponsored. We're not sponsored by The Jinx, but
no,
that's right. We're sponsored by their parent company.
What if we were? What if we were sponsored by HBO Go? Wouldn't that be awesome?
I think it's called HBO Now. Now, right?
HBO Now.
Not now.
Now. Now.
HBO Then. Then. HBO Go. Then.
HBO.
Go
HBO then. Now. Now. So what did you do before you came to LA?
I graduated from college.
Good old college.
Good old college.
Good old college days.
Where did you go?
I went to Elon in North Carolina.
North Carolina, cool.
Wow.
What did you study there?
I studied, my technical major was media arts and entertainment with a focus in narrative cinema because
holy crap.
They wanted it to sound so douchey when I got out.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah,
score. I have a minor in psychology also.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Are you
great?
Are you analyzing all of us right now?
Yes.
Right on.
Just in a minor way, though.
Who's the most fucked up one so far?
Me. Whoa. I got drunk right before I came here. No.
You too?
So you did internships while you were in college, right?
I did.
Including the Late Late Show.
Well, I actually only had one internship. That was the Late Late Show. And then my first job was with The Walking Dead.
What?
What?
Whoa.
Hold the presses, everyone.
Guys, right. Stop printing that newspaper.
Okay, we don't need to talk about that. But
what season did you work
I was on I was working on season 3.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, still good.
Ooh.
Hey,
shots fired.
Wow.
Oh, but you know, it's sorry, funny, guys. You know, it's funny. Nadav doesn't watch anymore, so he really can't say anything.
I really can't.
Honestly, I haven't watched past season 2.
Shut up, my stupid horror movie.
You didn't even see the season that you worked on?
I did not watch the season that I worked on.
Now, you had an
interesting... You're gonna go far, kid.
You had an interesting story about golf balls involved with that, didn't you?
I don't know.
Wait, hold on. Should I cue the music?
I don't know. Was this your embarrassing story?
No,
okay,
no.
This was just something you were...
standing by.
Okay, you had a boring story involving golf balls.
I had a boring story about golf balls. I mean, I had to just stand in someone's driveway with, like, a Britney Spears pop star mic, you know, hooked up to my walkie-talkie.
I like that that's what everyone calls that.
Yeah, is that the standard industry-approved term?
I don't know, but, like, that's what I've been calling it for the last 10 years. Everyone I know has been calling it that for, like, the last however long. Mm-hmm. Like, a headset, like, headphones with a microphone is a Britney Spears mic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You're too old to get that, JJ. Go on,
yeah,
Michelle.
Yeah.
Britney Spears was this pop star who was pretty big.
I was in college when she came out.
Did you ever see Crossroads?
Why did you get the reference?
Written by Shonda Rhimes.
Whatever. It doesn't really fucking
matter. I don't know why you're having me tell this baby. Story.
I don't know. It's just
so boring. Literally, like, they just, it was a scene where they were hitting golf balls off of one of the buses that they used as, like, a,
I remember that scene.
You know, the walls of the whatever of the city.
Yeah. Mr. Morrissey.
And I just, like, sat there. Yeah. I had to stand in this driveway making sure that no one who lived in the house I was standing in front of had to, like, leave for any reason because it's a desolate wasteland that didn't need to add another character just because I wasn't paying attention.
So if they walked out of the house while they were hitting the golf balls, would you be like, ooh, baby, don't come out here yet?
Yes, because I did. Actually, that man has a restraining order against me now.
Like, don't call me baby.
Very suggestible things to him, but it wasn't my fault.
So was there ever an instance of someone coming out of their house?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people had to leave sometimes, but I mean,
so what do you do? Are you just like, hey,
I just had to, like,
stop hitting golf balls.
My boss and be like, hey, this person wants to leave their house. And then they'd stop the whole thing, and the person would leave. You know,
and everyone gives them the death stare, like, thanks a lot, guy.
Way to ruin our production, person who lives here.
God, such assholes. Don't even let us film in their neighborhood, right?
So what's Norman Reedus's deal, anyway?
Is he as dreamy in real life?
I don't know. I can't ask a more specific question because I don't know what his deal is.
I don't know.
I just need to know what his deal is.
He's cool.
All right, there we go.
He has a lot of fans from Japan. They send him big boxes of stuff with these, like, Japanese cartoons all over the front of it.
Really? Is it the crossbow?
No, well, it's just, like, all these, like, people, I don't know why people think it's, like, a great idea. I mean, I guess it's fine. Let me finish my sentence in my head before I say it out loud.
Okay. We'll wait.
When people play a role on television or movies, people, like, fans send them their character all the time. Like,
right.
People just get inundated with, like, I know the people on The Walking Dead just get zombie stuff all the time. Like, awesome. Norman gets all this stuff that's just, like, his face everywhere, and it's almost like, by the time you hang all that up, it looks like you're stalking your self.
That's true.
You know?
Well, he did. I saw the thing where they hit a little video where he was showing them his trailer, and he's like, here's some crap that some people sent me, and it was.
No, he's cool about it, though. He has a whole Tumblr, I think, of stuff that fans send to him, so he, like, displays it as fan art, which is kind of cool.
Does he shoot trap in between takes?
Does he what?
Does he shoot skee ball? Skeet?
What
does
the,
he shoot skeet?
Why are you asking this question?
I don't know. He just feels like someone that's a shooter.
What does he do? What does he do in his off time?
That was such a specific choice.
Yeah.
You know what? Clearly that just didn't land. And
does he eat sourdough bread with Gulden's mustard on it, spread to the corners, and get the crust cut off?
Does he? I actually do have an embarrassing story about Norman Reedus.
Is
this a horror story?
I guess for me it was a horror story.
Hold on one second. Here
There's
comes
an
the
intro
music.
To this segment.
Here comes the music.
If it was turned up.
Right. One of those deals.
So
hold on. Just keep on. Just
53
keep on
episodes in and we still
can't fucking do this.
Just keep on waiting.
You know, if
wait, 53?
If you,
yeah.
The dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Are you crazy?
Everyone shut up. It's on.
What the f*** are you doing?
Everyone in this room is now dumber
for having listened to it.
You know, JJ, how do you know that I'm not fucking this up on purpose? Because it is the horror story's intro.
Nice.
Because
well
you fuck
played.
It up all the time. And it's not just that.
It's a theme.
It's the games, too.
It's a theme.
That's bullshit, Nadav.
Put your pipe down, JJ. That you're...
Yes, everyone say hello to NyQuil JJ.
What's up?
Okay, so we have officially cued the music. Michelle, go with embarrassment.
Well, I feel like that intro is so harsh for what I'm going to tell you. Like, wasn't
everyone
that
says
bad.
That? Yeah. And then they say the C word right. And just yeah, we're like, oh, that applies. Yep.
See you next Tuesday.
So okay, so it was maybe like my third day on set, and I was the youngest person there, and I was a locations PA. That's what that was my job, and I had to lock.
Is that funny?
I had to.
She thought that was her job. That's what I found funny. I don't.
Oh, is that what you said?
Is that what I said?
I don't know.
Is
that what you said? I thought you just said that's what that was
what
my
did
job.
I say?
Should we rewind that?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the tape.
Where I am. Yeah. So I was standing outside the commissary area, and I had to just block the set from fans coming on, like lock up, and
nice.
and I guess Norman came out of the commissary behind me, and I hadn't talked to him yet because I hadn't talked to anyone because I was brand new. And all these fans start freaking out, and they're like, "Daryl, Norman, like, come say hi." And he comes up to me before acknowledging them and says, "Can I say hi to them?" And I didn't know the answer to that. Like, yes, I guess. But instead of saying like, "I don't know," or "Go ahead," I looked at him and I said, "Oh my gosh, this is really awkward, but they're actually not here for you." And he goes, "What?" Because like, of course you would. And and
they're
I was like,
"Hold on, they're screaming Norman."
Yeah, there's, you know, I don't know how to make a joke, and they were like,
"Oh, you were going for a joke." I can relate. And I just kind of failed one.
And he was like, he's like, "What?" I was like, "They're actually here for me. Like, I'm kind of a big deal." And he just kind of kept looking at me, and I didn't stop. I was like, I have 200 Twitter followers, like. It's fine.
I got them all.
And
passes.
He just sort of looked at me until I was like done. And I said, "I don't know, I guess so." So he went and said hi, and like luckily for me pretended that that just never happened. But that is how I met Norman Reedus.
Oh, that's a great story. I think awesome. You guys will probably tell that like at your wedding reception.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, he held my hand once, so it's kind of serious.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are his hands like super callousy?
Yeah, he's got a he's got rough hands.
I wish I remembered. I don't. I think
how
I
do you
like
not
blacked out
that?
In that moment. I was so excited.
Yeah, got no soft hands.
I crashed the mid-season finale party of season 2 of The Walking Dead. And
mid-season finale party.
It was cool. It was like a pool party. It was just very casual. And I have like pictures. I have a picture of him that I took because it was my last day, and he kissed my cheek, and someone took a picture, and that picture circulated so far. Like, I found it. Someone had retweeted it to my – and my friend retweeted it and was like, "I know that girl." And I'm like, "Wait, what?" And I look back at, like, all the times it's been retweeted, and it's like someone had found it and, like, posted it online, and the caption was like, "I wish I was that girl." And it was retweeted, like, a bunch of times, and I was like, "I am – that girl."
Norman and Michelle.
Yeah.
Sitting in a tree.
Yeah. I hope he hears this one day and he's going to be like, "Who the fuck even is that?"
So. It's like, "Is that the girl that said she was more famous than me?"
Right. She said she had like, I don't remember her at all. That is so weird.
So weird. Someone told me afterwards she was just like a page.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
I don't know why that's not the picture that you sent.
I was thinking about it, but then I just didn't want to be that person.
You should be that person.
Can we make that on the post when we post this?
Sure.
Yeah, that's happening.
That's fine.
That's big. We don't have any other pictures of people being kissed by.
That was a weird summer. I got like attacked by fire ants, and that's how most of that crew knew who I was.
Is it because they were jealous that you got to kiss Norman?
Probably. I don't know. It was like a night shoot, and I leaned against a tree.
Wait, fire ants are hard to find in LA. What the
no,
hell?
No, not in LA. In this was in Georgia.
Oh, sorry.
The Walking Dead is shot in Atlanta.
Right, right. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Or apparently Murrieta.
No, it's
depending
shot in,
on who
it's
you
shot
talk
in
to.
Noonan, Georgia. It's shot like an hour and a half south of Atlanta.
What?
I know. So many lies. And I like leaned against a tree for a second, and all of a sudden I felt all these like ants crawling on me, but I was trying to be cool and not like freak out because I was around like a lot of people that I was trying to like not to have on set, and I felt like I couldn't leave. So like kept having these ants bite me, and I finally ran into like this children's elementary school or whatever it
what
was.
A great
like,
place to hide from
near
fire
me,
ants
near where we were. And I had to shake out all my clothes, and I was
like,
freaking
it's in
out
my hair.
I was freaking out, and I had bites all over me, like all over my back, all over my neck, like everywhere. I was burning. I felt like I was burning alive. And my supervisor, like, knocked on the door, and I, like, you know, made sure there were no more ants in my clothes and stuff, like, put my clothes back on. And he comes in, and he was like, he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "I think I'm fine." Like, but I was in intense amounts of pain. Like, I was basically crying when I said I was fine. And so he, like, called the set medic, and, like, that's how everyone knew, because on set, whenever someone calls a set medic, you always want to know what it is. So they're like, switch to what channel? So everyone switches to that channel. And sometimes it's like, sometimes it's like, "Hey, we need a Band-Aid over here." And then sometimes it's like, "So a PA just got completely eaten alive by fire ants because she leaned against a tree. And we're going to need you to bring some peppermint spray," or, like, whatever. So after that, I finally got to meet a writer from The Walking Dead. I'm, like, sitting in this office, and
Was he like, "So you're the fire ant girl,
yeah,
huh?"
She actually, I was like, "Oh, hi, like, I'm Michelle." She's like, "Wait, Michelle." She's like, "Are you the one who got bitten a lot by fire ants?" I was like, "Yeah." She's like, "That was hilarious. We were all talking about that." I was like,
"Okay. We're writing it into the show."
Right. Oh, forget zombies. Ants are the new thing. So, yeah, I just embarrassed myself a lot, really.
That's a decent horror story.
Yeah, those are two good ones.
But, like, who can learn from that? No one can. No one's gonna.
Don't lean against a tree
against
in Georgia.
The tree that has fire ants.
Yeah, and don't tell Norman Reedus that you're more famous than him.
Oh, I would. That's pretty.
No,
awesome.
I'd probably do that again, to be honest.
Fair enough.
Did you know, being covered in ants is definitely a fear I've had since childhood. And
there was an episode of MacGyver where a guy got eaten alive by ants.
Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah,
well,
remember that?
Like, you know, they weren't swarming me until I.
Oh, I got swarmed.
Oh.
Yeah, I was doing a car wash for my mom. I was trying to be a nice little boy, and, you know, "Oh, let me wash your car."
Sounds creepy when a grown man says he was trying to be a nice little boy.
Well, I was a nice little boy at the time.
Thank you.
I was washing the car, and, like, my legs were getting all wet and stuff, and I thought it was beads of water running down my leg. And then I looked down, and they're completely engulfed in ants. Mm. Granted, they were not fire ants. They were non-biting breeds.
Ugh.
But I'm still kind of afraid of ants now.
I would be.
Oh, good to
not
know.
Not an ant. Swarms. I'm afraid of swarms.
So how do you feel about Ant-Man coming out?
It's just one, so I'm okay with
what
it.
What about ant farms? Do you like ants?
But he has, like, an army of ants with him.
Oh, is that how that works? I haven't seen the trailer.
What?
Sorry.
What about your aunt,
so,
like your mom's sister?
I only have two of those. So...
They're not a swarm. Yeah.
What constitutes a swarm? Is it more than three? 10?
If I could be overpowered by it, it's a swarm.
Well, you know, ants can lift, like, what, 10 times their weight or something like that?
I think I'm safe.
Okay, I'm
I want to see a bunch of ants lift a person. Yeah. I would
you will,
pay.
Probably, in Ant-Man.
I guess.
See, they should call it Ants Men.
Andrew doesn't like to watch those comic
books. I'm not arguing grammar right now. Can't do it. Do that enough on Tinder. Can't do it anymore.
Ant-Man Company.
On that note.
You have a wonderful Instagram. That's what I've heard.
You've seen my Instagram?
Can we talk about your Instagram?
I have, actually.
Yeah, we can talk about
Andrew
that.
Andrew said, she has an Instagram. And I go, what? And so I looked at it, and it's
he'd
really
never heard of Instagram, so I had
what
to tell
is that?
Him.
Is that what
and that's
send?
Why he was so
first
shocked.
I looked up what the
send,
definition of Instagram
grams
was.
Grams of drugs to each other on it?
And then...
Instantly.
And then you're in witness protection.
And then I looked it up.
Nice callback.
You're pretty funny.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
How did this,
wow,
like,
good
come...
Good stuff, JJ.
How did this come to
I'd
be?
I'd rather not talk and...
Well, I think we should clarify that it's not my personal Instagram that...
It's pretty personal.
About. It is personal.
Can you tell the listeners what is on it?
Who do they follow?
Yeah, what is it called?
Okay, so my Instagram is called Michelle Dates LA.
Okay, provocative.
And really gets the
LA?
People thinking.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's
a lot of people here.
Yeah. From the sample size I have so far, I'm really not impressed. So basically I was having, like, these weird interactions with guys on different dating apps and sure. I was sending them to my friends, or I'd post one on Facebook or something, and a bunch of people every time I posted one would be like, "You need to start a blog about this," because that's what the world needs, is, like, more blogs.
Right, of course.
That's why we started ours.
And so I started a Tumblr of it, and then I'm actually too lazy to even, like, drag a photo to Tumblr. So I just started an Instagram because it was easier. I could just screenshot it and upload it.
That's all you need.
But I started, I realized that if I was going to call it Michelle Dates LA, I needed to download like more dating apps. Like I couldn't, I couldn't just use like Tinder and be like, this is all of LA.
You
like
need to really get out there.
So I, yeah, I really had to do it. So I,
how many dick pics have been sent to you so far?
A lot.
Really?
This one guy recently, I posted something. I would have posted our entire interaction, but it was honestly too lengthy because I stopped answering him and he just like flooded my phone. Like the thing about it is like, to me, dating apps are kind of like, okay, if you meet someone that's attractive on a dating app, the first question in your head is like, what is wrong with this person?
Yeah, why are they,
right?
Because
everyone asks all the time. They're like, well, why are you on here? And I'm like, why, you know, I'm looking for a babysitter. I don't know. Like, why is anyone on here? So the thing is like this, it's kind of like this messed up game where it's like, oh, like you're cute. You think I'm cute. You seem normal. Let's find out what's wrong with each of us together. And that's online dating. But this one guy was talking to me and he just started going off all of a sudden, like about how he was like racist and homophobic and sexist. Like,
sounds
all
like my dad.
And I was like, yeah, right. And I was like,
was his name Israel?
I was like, I don't really think that this is gonna work out. And he was like, oh, did I scare you off? And I was like, honestly, yes. He goes, why? Because I was being sarcastic. I'm like, no, like, I know what sarcasm is. And what you are doing is very different.
Brutal honesty.
He was like, well, I just, you know, it's not my fault. He compared himself to Einstein. He was like, it's hard seeing everything in people. Like, no one else can see it. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's like, it's the worst being the smartest person.
Right, right, right. And then he was like, but then he kept saying, like, but I still want to meet you. I'm like, I don't want to meet you. And he kept sending me pictures. He sent me like 12 pictures of different girls giving him head.
12?
And I was like, half of me was like, this is like, what is happening? And then half of me was like, that's like kind of impressive. Like, first of all, how did you get that many girls? Like, they're all looking at the camera like they know what's happening. I'm like, how did you get this many girls to be like, you know what? I would like documentation of this.
Yeah, because
like,
there were some that were probably not okay with it.
Right. And I was like, I was like, you know, I really don't think that, first of all, it looks like you don't even need to try to start talking to me. Like, you've pretty much got it covered. Like, you're good.
Wow.
And he was like, well, that's how I know how to get girls to sleep with me. Like, people are creepy. So I just stopped.
Shit.
I just stopped. I like didn't respond. And then I went to sleep. It was pretty late at night. And when I woke up, I woke up to like 26 new messages.
Jesus.
I was like, I can't believe that you're judging me based on a text conversation. I was like, why?
Where I'm sending you pictures of girls sucking
right,
my dick.
Exactly. But like, wow. It would flip. Like, half of it would be like, I don't even want to meet you. I wouldn't even let you near me. And then half of it would be like, but I still think that, like, maybe we should try to meet each other and laugh about this. And I'm like, no.
And the next day you called your mom. And you're like, Mom.
I found the one.
I found him.
He's here, Mom.
Mr. Right.
He's right here on my phone.
He's Mr. Right and Mr. Right Now and Mr. Last Night.
Wait, that wasn't Norman Reedus, was it?
No.
Oh my gosh, was it Norman Reedus?
What are you trying to do to me right now?
I don't know.
You're like, we should all drag people's names through the mud before you leave here.
That's what we do.
So yeah, so Michelle Dates LA, it has like, I don't know, I started maybe a few months ago, maybe not even that long ago, and it has maybe like 100 followers. They're all people that I know, I think.
Whoa, that's like 5 times as many followers as we have.
Yeah, we have almost 200.
But I have people ask, like this one guy got really upset because he saw that he was on there and contacted me, and that was bad. I took his post down because he really didn't deserve it, but it was kind of funny.
Oh, I see. So you spare no one.
Well,
unless they write in afterwards.
Well, he was like, I just don't think I deserve that kind of treatment. I was like, you know, based, like, in the ranks of terribleness, like, you really didn't make it that far, so you're right, you know, that's fine. I'm sure I can replace the post with something that I'll find somewhere
else. Like, this is not the 12 girls sucking my dick.
No. Okay. He got a special post.
Oh, nice.
I think he got two posts.
Ooh, a two-parter.
Yeah, because one of them he was like,
juicy.
You're a girl, I don't think you can handle stimulating conversation. So I'll stop talking about, you know, intellectual things. And I was like, yes, my weak womanly mind can't handle.
I'll just start sending you pictures.
I have right. become cook.
You seem like a visual learner.
They say pictures worth a thousand words on Twitter.
Yeah, Andrew's seen the post though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I post some of them on Facebook.
You saw the pictures of the girl side?
I did not see the photos.
I didn't show that.
Not that one.
Put that up there.
Not that one.
That's good.
That's probably.
People are always like, wait, when's the next post? I'm like, you mean when is my next terrible interaction with a man going to be? I really couldn't tell you. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe right now.
They're like, hopefully soon.
Yeah, everyone's like, I love it. And it's half like, oh, I'm glad that this is like turning into an entertaining thing because that's like, you know, flattering. But then half of it's like, do you just want me to like never be happy? Is that the
thing? Yeah, that's kind of conflicting because it's like you want this blog to do well, but you also don't want to date assholes.
Right, yeah. So, you know.
So it's like, is it like the second you find someone that's actually real nice, you're like, I can't see you again.
Well, I kind of test the waters. Like, I'll go on a first date or something, and then if they seem like, you know, cool, I'll be like, so, I kind of run this thing.
No pressure.
Maybe, like, look at it and see if you're cool with it.
Maybe we could go through some scenarios.
Yeah.
Stage some stuff.
Well, I think it's interesting that you're saying all the things that all my female friends have told me that happens on those
sites. Yeah, it's
sites.
So common. There's so many things like
that. My sister told me she's on that site, and I got pretty horrified. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay, Cupid.
People are sending you dick pics. That's so bad.
My parents are, like, advocates of online dating. Because they
really?
They met online.
No, they didn't. They met through like a Greek mutual friend. I don't know.
A Greek mutual like, friend.
Yeah, sure. It's important that he's Greek because now we go to the Greek Orthodox festival every year in Atlanta, and like all of our friends are Greek.
I went to those once, not in Atlanta, in San Jose, but it was really great.
Yeah,
is that
cool.
Like Ren
Fair? Lots of good food and dancing. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my dad was on a Greek softball team. He's not Greek, and that's how he like met this Greek person who like knew my mom. Yay, Greece.
Cool. Oh,
that's a great story.
Congratulations.
We're starting a new podcast called Greek Meats. And
just talk about Euros.
Along with our furniture podcast.
It's a Euro podcast. Yeah. Wow. You do some stand-up.
I do some stand-up.
You do the comedy store.
Sometimes, yes.
Do you talk about this stuff
all the time,
on stage?
Like mostly.
That's
like,
pretty much what your act
like
is. You just read your phone.
In college, I did stand-up twice, and I had like a whole set. I think actually the first time I ever did stand up, I did it for like 15 minutes or something.
Jesus.
Crazy.
Oh,
like that
time.
Because someone had left
material.
Me. It's not really
were
the
you
material.
Alone,
it's like
you
everyone
it?
Canceled.
Oh, God.
They invited me to do the show, and then everyone canceled except for one other person. They're like, well, we still got to fill the time. And I was like, what do you want me to do? So I was out there, and every time I tried to leave, there was someone in the back going, like shaking their head
at me.
That's
the total opposite of what stand-up is.
I know,
usually
and I was
somebody
like,
flashing
oh, no.
a light.
They're like, get off the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was an experience. I talk about this a lot. But I try to talk about other things, too. I don't know. I'm trying to think. Like, I can't. I think of things all the time. Like, I have a pretty stream of consciousness Twitter thing going on.
You do. It's one of my favorite
Thank
Twitter
you.
Thingies.
How do people follow you on Twitter? What's your handle?
It's at Speaking Sarcasm.
There it is.
Got it's a it. Pretty fantastic.
Thanks.
It's worth following.
Yeah, it's basically just things that happen in my life, like when I mistake my garage opener or my granola bar in my car for my garage opener and things like that. And I'm like pressing it, being like, why is this not working? And then I realize that I'm an idiot. And then I share it with the world.
And then you get crummies all over the place.
Yeah.
Is it the Nature Valley granola?
No, but
those things are bad.
They want there to be
crumbs.
Yeah. Nature Valley, we hope your kitchen's a mess.
Yeah. It's just cereal glued together.
Mm-hmm.
It's very crappily.
No, mine are the kind bars.
Oh, those
they're
are
called
good.
Bars. I don't like them. I don't think they're good.
Oh, why do you keep trying to open your garage with them then?
No. I just have this. This is gross. I just have this
garage.
One granola bar that I like haven't thrown away in like a week, and it's just there. So I pick it up all the time where my garage holder is.
There was one time where I was staying with my sister, and I was like, oh, granola bars. And I like ate granola bars all day, and then...
Was it a Luna bar?
It was. That's the one with the estrogen
Who
in it, right?
Who eats granola bars all day?
I don't know. Well, you know...
That makes me thirsty
just really
thinking about it.
I felt really my feminine side. And,
that's not a feminine... Okay, whatever.
We bought new curtains.
Yes, all granola bars.
And so, yeah, that's my Luna Bar story.
Cool.
Got pumped full of estrogen.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
No.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
How come on your treadmill there are weights, but they're only 2.3 pounds?
They're actually five.
They're five. They're double what you thought.
And then a little bit more
five,
than that.
Like, together.
It's all about reps.
Oh, I see. It's in... Okay, never mind. I only saw the 2.3, but then I see above it says five, so...
The treadmill...
It's between metric and...
This treadmill actually gets used.
Yeah.
Unlike a lot of treadmills.
It has a box on it.
At the moment, because you know what? We were recording at a major director's house.
You can't mislead your listeners like that. You're like, no, this pristine...
Hey, we work out.
We're running right now.
We do two a days. Every day.
I used to.
What's a two a day?
It means you work out twice a day.
Oh, I don't do that.
Or you jerk off twice a day. That's how I use it. But I work out twice a day. That's what I mean. Jesus Christ.
What do you want to do ultimately, like in life? Just whatever.
I want to shop at Gelson's without feeling bad about my bank account.
That's awesome.
That's my standard of living goal.
What an honest answer.
I would really like to own a parking lot.
You too?
In LA. That's what I just really feel like.
I wanted to buy a strip of land off of Wilcox in Hollywood because I was like, if I could build a parking lot here, I could make so much money.
I have a confession to make. I don't know where anything in LA is. I've been here like a little less than a year. Like, I know where nothing is. Like, people tell me places, and my go-to is to pretend that I know exactly where that is and that it is far away. So I'll be like, oh, that sucks. And I'm like, you know, like.
You find out it was three blocks away.
Yeah. They're like, what are you talking about? It's next door. Does that
you had
go,
to
like,
walk
right
all
door?
That way.
Yeah. My boss does that all the time. He's like, oh, man, I have to go all the way to, like, I don't even know, like.
You can't even make up a place.
I can't even make up a place. I don't even know where places are.
Culver City.
No, but
I know
where Culver City is. That's what, but he'd be like, I don't know. Anywhere he'd be like, oh, I have to go there after work. I'm like, oh man, that sucks. That is really far. Like, I just go very into it. And he's like,
like
very confidently talking about something I don't know about. So maybe I have a future in politics.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
And parking lots.
Yeah.
Would you be the person at the little stand who comes out and kind of.
No.
Oh, okay.
I would be the owner.
Please. I probably wouldn't even know what the parking lot was. I just knew
the check
that was coming to me every so often. No, ultimately, I'd really like to write for TV.
Gross.
Disgusting. So I just wrote a short film.
Oh, yeah. You won a thing.
Yeah, I don't want to freak you guys out, but you're talking to a second place award winner.
Wow.
Right now. So roll out the red carpet.
Wouldn't have known it.
Yeah, I know.
We should get a red carpet.
We should get a red carpet. Well, we have one in the living room.
Well, we should get one for the hallway.
It was what? Nashville?
Yeah, the Nashville Film Festival.
Film Festival. Yep, that's what I said.
Yeah.
That's great.
What was what was the thing that you wrote?
Is it a movie about your dating endeavors?
No. It was
not this time.
No. It was a short film. I actually submitted the script for the screenwriting competition. But it was a short film about a couple that goes to the movies and breaks up in front of the movie theater, ultimately so that they could get free tickets to the movie.
Okay.
So it's a fake breakup?
It's a fake breakup.
Sorry, spoiler. I don't want
to. No, it's fine. I mean, like, what are you guys going to do? Watch it? You totally could watch it if you go to that other. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, because it got made, right?
It got made,
I watched this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was so memorable. That. That's why cool. It won second place.
That's great.
Thanks. Andrew's like, I don't remember watching that at all.
No, I remember watching it because I was like, oh, like a lot of times people will send you stuff when they're in college or whatever. Like, watch my thing. And you're like, oh, you shot this on an iPhone. And it's not very good. And then I saw your thing. I was like,
and it was just a montage of inside of the fridge shots.
Basically.
And you were like, oh, man, this college student film is the best I've ever seen.
It was black and white.
I'm so hungry right now.
And I was like, oh, this is actually well done. It was a well-produced. It was in color. Which
was
great.
It was in color.
Oh, how much did that cost extra?
Parking lot.
All right. Got it.
How much is parking lot? I want to make my next movie.
Parking
in
lot?
In colors.
There's actually a documentary about some guys that work in a parking lot, and they're all just like philosophy majors.
It's actually a very good documentary. I can't remember the name of it.
Just
but,
filled with angry men.
I seeing it. Yep.
It's pretty great.
Very
called
angry.
12 Angry Men?
Nope, not that one.
No? That's not about parking attendants?
Don't think so.
Okay, all right.
I don't know what it's called.
Maybe.
A lot?
Anyway.
A lot.
We're going to put a link to your movie on our website.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
in that case, it was directed by Michael Tahan and shot by Brian Szymanski and produced by Gabby Leibowitz.
I love Szymanski. All
those people. Yo, credit where credit is due.
Leibowitz.
Szymanski does some of the best stuff out there.
He's good.
Who are these like people you went
they're
to school
like,
with?
Yeah, they're just like people I went to school with.
So no one knows who they
no
are.
No one knows who they are.
Okay.
Maybe
well,
one
they
day.
Will yeah. after people listen to this
where,
podcast.
Where do they live now? Do you know?
I don't want to give their...
Not well, like their address.
Yeah,
just,
yeah, we don't
what kind of fucking
they
people
live,
do you think
no, I'm just kidding. I believe Brian is graduating college now, and Gabby and Michael live out here in L.A.
Oh, cool.
So you came here like right after graduation, right?
I stayed home for like 2 months.
Oh.
I moved out here in July after I graduated in May.
Okay. And then how long were you here before you got the PAGE program?
I did not get into the PAGE program until October.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Of 2014.
Yeah.
What was the interview process? Because it's changed from when I did it. So
yeah.
It's completely, it's a different program now.
I think it's changing again, honestly. Like the program itself is going through a lot of changes because it's run by different people now.
Right.
But my process was I applied online. You have to apply online. And then, like, through NBC's website, you can search it. It'll come up. And then they emailed me basically saying, like, congratulations. We got your application in. You're that much closer to not being in Harvard still. And I was like, cool. And then they give you a link to this online interviewing thing. It's like a... It's not like a Skype interview. It's like a Skype interview, but it's like one way. Like no one's interviewing you. You read the questions and then you are recorded giving the answer.
That's very creepy.
You only have 1 minute.
So personal.
You only have 1 minute to answer the question and 30 seconds to like read the question.
Right.
And you can't start over and you can't pause it and you can't
rewatch
it and you can't like it's very nerve-wracking.
Jesus.
They ask some questions, like, they'll start out with, like, why do you think you'd be a good page and, like, all that stuff, but then they kind of go into
How
it.
How would you fix the Middle East?
Right. Then they go into it, and they're like, did Adnan do it? but
wow,
they asked
that's
me,
very specific.
They asked me, cereal's been on my mind, y'all. I don't know.
I just finished it. Loving all these raps.
They asked me like what I think. I remember now. They said, imagine you're standing in a room of NBC Universal shareholders. How do you pitch the company?
And you're like, what's a shareholder?
Yeah. I was like, what?
Question?
Yeah, that was not what I was prepared for. I had researched like the Comcast merger. Like I'd done all this research. I'd read about like the history of NBC and all this stuff. Cause everyone was like, do your research, know the company. And then they asked me that. And I just was talking out of my
ass.
I was so embarrassing. I know that my answer went something like this. And I know that this is my first sentence too. NBC is a huge corporation. that was my thing. I was this is harder to get into than Harvard. I was like, NBC is a huge corporation. And then I like bullshit something about like synergy and like how NBC is using new technology to like enhance where their company's going. I'm really good at making things up. So
it's kind of
just did that. And then I had tonsillitis at the time. So I was also like miserable and very ill. And when I was done, when the whole interview was done, I was like, that was terrible. I didn't get this at all. Like this, that was it. I fucked up. I think I told you, Andrew, I like emailed
Probably.
You or something where I was like, so thanks for all your help. I just ruined it.
Hopefully I can milk another opportunity for
me. Putting me out there. And it was all for nothing. Bye. and then I dogged you for days because you were like, no, I'm checking with Catherine. Like she said it was fine. And I was like, there's no way she said that was fine. Like, no. But then I found out that but the reason, like, I felt that way was because everyone's was terrible. So, like, you just had to not be as terrible as the most terrible person. Sort of like...
It's like when you're being chased by a bear in the woods.
That's what I was just thinking.
You should be the least terrible.
Right, so...
as long as you're not the slowest, you're fine.
Right, so, yeah. But I actually... I had to find a job before... Oh, well, I guess after that, there's a panel interview. Sorry, yeah.
Like a wood panel or
yeah,
what kind of...
Yeah, they, like, beat you, and then they're like, can you take it? And then... No,
please.
gonna be
is that
a
the best you can do? And then you
know. May I have another?
Right. You call that a hit?
My grandma hits me hotter than that.
Welcome
to
Andrew,
NBC.
Do you need to talk?
Like, no, that's a different. That's the grandma abuse podcast that we do.
That's on Saturdays.
Today's Saturday. Yeah, it is Saturday.
That's after you.
Cool. I'll stay. Yeah, there's a panel interview, so after you do that, you don't hear back forever, and you're like, well, that was nice, like, guess I'll have to find a new dream. And then you, they invite you to come out to LA for a final interview. They do not pay, I want to make this clear, they do not pay for you to go out to LA to interview. You pay for that.
All right.
But they invite you out, which is nice.
They invite you. They're like, you're cordially invited to spend a lot of money to come out here and maybe get this job.
You've won a no-expenses-paid trip to Los Angeles.
That exactly. will take you months to pay off the
right.
trip.
Right. So I went in, I flew out here, and I stayed with a friend.
Wait. On an airplane?
On an airplane.
Were your arms tired?
They were so tired. Because on the airplane, the whole time, I was just flapping my arms.
Nadav is on fire today.
The person next to me was like, please stop. And I came out here, and you sit in a panel. You go in, and you sit in a panel with, like, five other people. And I was freaking out the night before because you were supposed to have this two-minute presentation prepared about why you'd be a good page. And it had to be as creative as possible, but you were not allowed to use any kind of audio cues, any kind of visual aid. You could use props, but you couldn't dance or sing or embarrass yourself, which, like, why not?
That's my selling point.
Yeah, so I didn't know what to do. I ended up coming up with, like, this two-minute timed speech that compared me to three different NBC Universal characters that I'd seen on TV shows.
Nice.
But the night before, I was freaking out. I was like, I'm not going to get this. I don't know how I even got here. Like, I'm this, like, white blonde girl from the South. Like, I'm not diverse enough for this program. There's going to be, like, a Nigerian prince, an Asian girl with, like, two gay dads, and the CEO's son. And they're all going to be against me. And they were like, well, thanks for coming.
NBC loves diversity.
Yeah, they and do. I walk in, and the first person I see is, like, this really sweet, like, very nice black guy sitting in a chair, and he's like, hi, my name's Kenny. And I was like, oh, great, like, Kenneth the page, like, yeah. You got this. And he goes, no, it's actually short for Kenijuku. I'm Nigerian.
Like, fuck.
And I was like, I was like, of course, welcome, shit. You know? And then this Asian girl walks in, and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. Like, this is just not happening. And it turned out that a kid in my interview, his mom was a page, his uncle was a page, like, his whole...
He's a legacy page.
He's a legacy. And I was like, I've never had something come true like this.
Like, I just like TV.
Yeah.
You should go play the lottery.
I actually just took a wrong turn, and now I'm here, so may as well do it. I embarrassed myself pretty badly in that interview, too, when we were...
That's what I heard.
Yeah. We were all... Yeah. That's what Catherine said.
Yeah. Andrew, what did you hear?
No, we can't... I can't say those words on this podcast.
Oh, man. I mean, I was just trying to make everyone comfortable, because when people went off for one-on-one interviews, the rest of us were left behind to, like, pretend to be friends and not competitors.
Oh, no. Were you trying to, like, run the room?
No, I didn't run the room. I just leaned back and said, so, have any of you guys ever stolen anything?
And you know there's like a two-way mirror.
And everyone's like looking for the microphone in the ceiling, you know. They're like, I think I told them I like tried cocaine once. Like, I was very open and honest with all those people. They all thought I was a plant.
You sound like a plant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Because the guy that goes, me too, is like, you're out of here.
Hello, fellow applicants.
Everyone was like, no. I was like, really? You've never sold anything? Like, not a pack of gum or something? They're like, aren't those only like 25 cents? So, you know, I made a lot of friends.
Tested everyone's morals.
But not in Nigeria.
Yeah. We don't have gum.
People get paid in gum over there.
Where we're going, we don't need gum.
So,
she's good. I like that.
I can't. It's a miracle you got this job, I have to say.
It actually is, though. But I had to find another job when I came out here before I got the PAGE program, because I was here for a long time, like, unemployed.
Right.
And I ended up temping, and I got a job at Gold Circle Entertainment in Santa Monica.
Yes, you did.
I did. I was the assistant to the producer of Pitch Perfect, and he told me I was the best of a sad bunch, which is the highest praise I've gotten out here. When I left, I bought myself, they gave me money to, like, buy myself a cake, you know, to, like, leave. Because I was, like, that person in the office, like, I would be the one to buy the cake, you know.
So I bought it,
and I wrote, them write, "You're fired," on the cake. And the girl at the counter was so freaked out. Like, I was like, "Oh, my God, not you." Like,
it's like, it's for me.
This is for me.
Oh, that's so awesome.
So,
what was everyone's reaction to the cake?
Oh, they loved it. Well, Paul, my boss, was like, he's British, and he was like, "This is really sweet." I was like, "Well, it's a cake." So, that's actually how that interaction went, too. So I was like, good thing I'm leaving.
Do they not have tart?
Yeah. I don't know. I loved the people there, though. And he was a great person to work for. And when I left, he gave me a pat on the shoulder, which is, for him, is like a hug. So everyone was like, "Oh, my God." You know,
he really likes
like a knuckle on the chin. Like, "You're going to do all right, you guys.
Well, I wrote thank you letters to everyone in the office because that's like how I was trained to do stuff. When he got it, he was like, "Oh, Michelle, did you cry when you were writing this?" I was like, "You just bring that out in me, you know." So that's how that interaction.
Did you cry on every single one of your notes, like a little tear?
Yeah, exactly. So you guys should all go see Pitch Perfect 2. It's coming out.
We had one of the actresses from it on our show.
I know. I heard the podcast.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
See, someone listens.
Wow. We didn't even tell her to listen to it. That's great.
No, you did. Andrew.
Oh, did I tell you to? I tell a lot of people.
Yeah. Wow.
You should prep before you come on and listen to Pitch Perfect.
I was like, "What are you going to ask me?" And he was like, "Why don't you just listen to our podcast?" I was like, "Okay."
I was like, "Oh, that's pretty aggressive."
Usually, it's pretty standard.
I mean, it's pretty standard.
You could say, "Where are you from? What do you do? Have any advice for anyone?" And then that's
did you ever mess up?
Yeah, Michelle,
what's your Twitter?
Do you have any advice for anyone?
I feel like after all of this, that if people are listening this long to
don't
me talking,
ask anyone
they're
if
like,
they've done cocaine.
They're like,
you're kind of a miracle, really.
Yeah, you're just a laundry list of mistakes that ended up not ruining your career yet. That's a skill.
Oh, man.
Be lucky.
Well, I feel ridiculous giving any advice now because I've done pretty much everything wrong. But maybe just know your audience, which is something I frequently forget. You know, in any situation, whether it's like making jokes or, you know, asking someone a question or whatever. You know, if they hate you, don't talk to them.
That's valid.
It's good advice.
Okay, so assess facial expressions.
Yeah, just like, just feel the room. Just know, you know.
But have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Properly?
Probably not the first try.
Right.
Maybe later. I don't know. I'm not good with it. Someone called me into their office at NBC. I won't name any names at all because I still work there. But they were like, it was right before I was leaving my first assignment. And they said, "You know, I feel like you and I really got off on the wrong foot." And I sat there thinking, what?
You did?
I was like, I was completely unaware of that. And she goes, you know, you've really grown and changed since you've been here. And I think that, like, you've improved a ton. And I'm thinking, like, I have not changed at all. I don't know what.
I'm still making dick jokes around the water cooler.
I'm still, like, half the department thinks I'm racist. So I think my next endeavor will probably be, like, foreign policy.
Sweet.
That's good advice.
I wish you luck.
Good stuff, Michelle.
You're going to go very
far. You're
going
to do well in whatever you want to do.
Thank you so much. Actually, I changed my OkCupid profile. Like, it says, like, you should message me if, and mine says, like, you probably just shouldn't message me. Maybe if you think that if I were president, I'd be Abraham Lincoln. And, you know, from Wayne's World.
Yeah.
And
never heard of it.
And someone messaged me recently and they were like, "I think you'd definitely be Abraham Lincoln or gorgeous Washington." And then I just said, "So I have your vote."
I've never heard of Gorgeous Washington.
Me either. People can be clever.
Yeah, probably another writer. Are you writing anything now? What are you writing? Tell us all about it.
I don't like the whisper thing. I was actually just asked for a writing sample for something.
Nice.
So I went back and looked at like something that I had actually completed, because I have a lot of things that I'm working on that I haven't finished and are not ready to be sent to anyone. And this was a play, actually, that I wrote probably 3 years ago with a friend for a 24-hour play festival at school.
They do those?
Yeah, that's and you cool. write the play. You can do it in teams or by yourself. But basically, they show you – you pick a random image on Flickr, you know, like
right.
the photo website. Mm-hmm. And you have like 30 seconds to pick an image. And we had to – a random one came up. It was like a girl on a bed. And we were like, what can we do with this? So you had to pick three elements of the picture to write your story. And there was like a pillow and – this girl in her pajamas and whatever. So we were like, okay, we're going to write about a sleepover. So then you pick out of a hat, how many people are going to be in your play. Mm-hmm. And we were lucky. We had three guys and three girls. And so we wrote a meta comedy.
Thank you.
We wrote a 13-page meta comedy horror about kids that get murdered at a sleepover, while their like oblivious dad is downstairs, and the killer turns out — spoilers, because
you're
never going to see this. The killer turns out to just be dyslexic, and he had the wrong house. So they're all just laughing about it at the end, you know. I reread it last night because I have to send it for this thing, and
yeah.
I had to reformat it to be a screenplay, like a short script. So I might try to produce it at some point into a actual short, but it was still — I thought it was still funny because I'm really into myself and my own jokes, but
at least you're honest.
Yeah, I thought it was still good, so that's something that I guess I'm kind of working on, because I'd like to take that further.
Nice.
Sounds cool.
I'm into it.
Yeah,
good stuff.
Well, can you get Mankowski to shoot it? I forgot his name.
Samansky.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
I got it.
That's amazing.
I'm a good listener.
I don't know. I actually have a pretty strong alumni Surprise network myself. Out here, so I'm sure I could ship. Find someone. Yeah.
You guys do.
72 matches.
It's good to know people.
There are three pages that went to my university.
Name them now.
Did they all get on our podcast? Because we had three.
No.
There's only one overlap.
I guess, yeah, because, well, four, including me, because Catherine.
Right.
And then.
Catherine listened to our old podcast a lot.
She did.
Yeah.
She came over once, but she wasn't on it. She just sat there.
Yeah. She was a big fan of the show.
Keep going.
Well, I mean, that's nice.
Yeah.
Catherine, we're into ourselves.
This applies to you.
Catherine and a girl named Caroline, and then Taylor, who's a guy.
Cool.
Well, Taylor's it's an ambiguous name.
It is. There's you Taylor Swift, so. And then there's Taylor the Page. I don't know any Taylors.
Taylor the Page, yeah.
There are male Taylors.
I know.
Taylor, wasn't one of the Winklevoss twins named Taylor? Tyler. Samansky. All right.
Cool.
Poor Brian. He doesn't even know that I'm doing this at all. I haven't talked to him in like a year. He's going to be like, why were you talking to me?
Why just am I made his all career? These calls for work?
Right, yeah. Exactly. His number is...
All right, go ahead. Yeah. So what's the Instagram again?
The Instagram is Michelle Dates LA.
And your Twitter?
My Twitter is Speaking Sarcasm.
Awesome. Follow her.
Follow her. And you can follow JJ at
JJ Geiger 711.
You can follow Andrew at
The Real Zuber.
You can follow me at
Very
Nadav Show.
Yeah.
You can follow us.
You can follow us at Early Call Time.
We're ending the podcast, by the way. That's
I got
happening.
That. Yeah.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
If you have questions for us or concerns, or maybe you have a request in a guest.
Yeah.
You could call us at 25.
He's never going to fucking get this.
266.
Nope.
Close.
267.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, 267.
But this is where you're going to mess it up.
Yep. 225.
Holy shit.
Chat?
Holy shit, he got it.
He got the phone number.
Let's say the prayer
you
for
know
first
what?
Times.
You know what? I'm going to... I have to regret everyone that's listening. This is our last podcast because Nadav finally got the number.
Mm. Oh, we're ending?
Yeah, we're just done.
But we have
weekends just opened up.
Yeah. Two interviews to do tomorrow.
Well, you know what?
Fuck.
We're not doing them.
We have four interviews on the books.
You'll just play this one on an endless loop.
Yep. Yeah. We'll just have to tell all those showrunners to fuck off, right?
And then ask them if they need an assistant.
Nadav got it right. It's 267-225-CHAT. You could also email us at earlycalltime@gmail.com. Mm-hmm.
You can follow us on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's like three pictures on there.
Most of them are Frankie, but whatever.
That's a cat. Yep. And with that, have a great night. Or day, or morning, or whatever, and listen to the outro.
And that's a wrap. Didn't get your fill at Craft Services and you want more? Check out earlycalltime.com for more podcasts and information pertaining to the ever-growing entertainment industry. And remember to tell your friends about us via Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.